I see. That right there is the last of our acclimation practices. Now we can actually put the pads on tomorrow, so we'll do that. I thought it was pretty solid day's work. So much to get done, but energy was good. I think having a pretty good crowd out there today was nice.
Since taking over, you've done a lot of different things, installations, OTA, mini camps. How excited are you to see these guys finally hit tonight?
Well, the game's played in pads, and so, you know, you really can't get a full evaluation until you get your team in pads and see them compete. So that's the next part, you know. So we're excited to get that phase going, and then it'll be part of what we do. But, you know, that's the amount of contact we have in today's NFL is limited, and so we have to, you know, be very purposeful when we are in pads that we get the work we need, and that we prepare ourselves fundamentally to be able to, you know, do the blocking and tackling that are necessary to be a good football team.
That being said, how difficult is it to teach those techniques in today's game?
Well, it's easier certainly to have the ability to do it live in pads, but, you know, it's been proven that, you know, the body, you know, may go through a few more injuries and be broken down a little bit more in doing so. So, you know, there's a fine line. We're going to work hard at it when we can. We understand the fundamentals that we're going to teach. You know, it's important that we stress them, that we be good at it. We get some good live opportunities to tackle each other and get off blocks and things like that. But we also feel as a staff that we've got a good group of teachers, and that it's imperative that we learn how to do things, teach blocking, getting off blocks and tackling in shorts. And so you'll see us drill that even in shorts. And we've, as a staff, we've worked hard on those things because we know we're going to spend a lot of time out of pads needing to work on that.
Did you do anything special on that first pads day, like in Oklahoma drill or something like that, or is it just...
I don't have one scheduled, but if you'd like to offer yourself as a running back, we might be able to get one arranged.
Your young defensive back showed well today. How confident are you feeling about that group right now?
Well, we feel like we have a group there that... has a chance to develop, you know, some young, talented guys, physically talented guys that need work. And so they're going to get that. It's going to be a very competitive camp. And, you know, we'll let them, you know, be developed, be coached, let them compete against each other, and let the guys who are the most productive, you know, play the most. But we feel like we've got a good young group.
Are there any milestones that you're looking to see between first practice and today and tomorrow when the pads go on?
Milestones?
Yeah, there's types of things that you were specifically looking to see.
No, it's really just, you know, there's a mountain to climb, you know, and you know, we're just getting started. I mean, it's the volume of work, the amount of things that have to be covered, and we've got a checklist of, you know, situations that we're going to cover in camp, and, you know, we're just beginning with that. You know, the installation, we've been through the installation throughout the offseason, so in many respects, going back through now for the second or third time with that, we want it to be where guys are really comfortable. But it's a process, you know, it's a marathon of sorts. It's a mountain that you're climbing, so there's not a day two milestone really for us.
Talked about C.O. Moore during the offseason. He wasn't able to go much and started on PUP, but you got him back today. What does C.O. Moore bring, and how do you look for that?
Well, we need to find out what he can bring. You know, I haven't really seen him full tilt, but he is active now. He is he has joined the team again now in a you know, full go capacity, and so, you know, I'll get to learn more about him. And so we'll learn more as we go with him. You know, all of our players, you know, we need all of our players to grow and to improve and to become great teammates, and he's no different.
Michael Rivera, both in the offseason and this first week.
What was the what?
Your first impressions of Michael Rivera?
Well, I haven't gone against him. I know he's an athletic guy. I think he showed some of that athleticism here early in this camp with a couple of nice catches. And, you know, we like the way he's worked throughout the offseason. He's continued to strengthen himself and continue to develop as a player. So, we'll see how it goes.
From the CEO from the past few, have you seen much? on film of what you've watched from him the past couple years? What are the areas you're looking for him to step up?
Well, I think as a group, we need to tackle better, we've got a new system to learn, so make sure that you understand where you belong and arrive with an attitude. So that's what we're looking for from our linebackers, and he'll get an opportunity to compete and show us what he's about, starting today and as he works through camp now.
Any updates on Wofford or Streeter or Richardson you want to share?
No, they're not ready to go yet. They're still working at it. We get one guy back. We'll get the rest of the guys back as we go here. It's just, you put them in a day-to-day category and just say, when I get them, they say, hey, you got the green light, coach. I alert the staff, and we're ready to go. So until then, we're just we're letting the trainers do their thing with them and making sure that they're getting all the work they can on the side, things that won't bother whatever they have going on, and we'll be ready to roll soon.
Nothing you've heard so far has been concerning as far as long-term deals or that. Nothing you've heard scared you at all, I think.
No. If there's anything like that, I'd share that with you guys. There's nothing major going on right now.
From a logistics and a mechanics standpoint, assembling the coaching staff in the offseason, all the guys that you brought in, how's that translated from the offseason program mini camps to the workout here, and how's the dynamic working with the coaching staff and the players?
Well, I think we've assembled a great group of teachers, and so we're busy teaching. There was a segment there prior to the field goal kicking segment, about two periods before the end. It was like a 15-minute teach period. And, in that you're seeing individual coaching going on and individual techniques being stressed. And, as we get the pads on, some of that will be a little more physical in nature. But the bottom line is we believe in fundamentals. We're going to stress fundamentals. And we have a staff that understands that and are good teachers. And so that's going to be a strength for us. I think the atmosphere and the energy that they bring every day is great for us. And for us, we're looking to create that, that high-performance climate, where players and coaches are excited to be here and are able to develop. And that's what we're about.
Feliciano got into a little scuffle today. Is that kind of what he brings? And what have you seen out of him so far since he's been here?
Well, we get pads on tomorrow, so we'll know more about the linemen starting tomorrow. I think he probably was doing a little too much holding or something. I think there were minor disagreements. The guys understand how I feel about it. We need to conduct ourselves in a way that we're all men out here. Sometimes it gets hot and you get irritated, but how you respond is important. So we're going to work hard to make sure we respond the right way.
Whenever you get to the pads today, there's always an increased risk for injury. How do you try to guard against that? What do you tell them?
We try to work as intelligent as possible in terms of being smart about what we do. Stay off the ground. Don't throw guys into people. We don't cut. We don't tackle live. We don't hit the quarterback. I mean, there's just certain things that you can do in stress that will be a part of us practicing all year. Training camp, mini camp, during the season, it won't change in terms of being smart about how we practice. So we're going to do that. Beyond that, how you take care of yourself. Are you hydrating? Are you eating properly? Are you resting properly? Are you all the things you have to do so that you're able to be at your best every day? And we rely on the players to partake in that. We make it available, different ways to help them, but they have to do that themselves. So that's all part of being a pro. It's all part of the NFL right now. We feel like we'll do that as well as anybody.
Anytime there's a new coach, there's always talk about players buying in. Is that something you've even thought about? Is that even a thing? Or just kind of much ado about nothing, about players actually?
No, it's the first thing you have to do is change the mindset, the mentality, and the buy-in is a part of that. You have to have it. Without it, you're not going to operate on with one vision, as one heartbeat. So it's imperative that we get on the same page that, for me, I believe it starts here, but then it goes to the players. We do have a leadership council. We'll meet once a week, minimum. I expect that leadership council to take the message back. I expect the leaders on this team to step up and take that message forward in the locker room, carry the torch, and hold each other accountable. It can't be about, one guy. It can't be about a head coach, mandating that things be a certain way. We want guys to express themselves. And we're going to lean on leadership to make sure that the message is being carried out and that you know, the things that we're really all about, why we're here, that they're being carried out.
Jack, in that same vein, I was talking to Gabe Jackson, he was talking about Rodney Hudson. He said Rodney's up before everybody, you know, all the other linemen, he's stretching to whatever else, setting the tone. Is that something that you knew about him coming in? How important is it to have your center be that type of leader?
Well, it helps if the center is that type of guy because he, you know, basically it all starts with him. He's going to make the calls. He's going to snap the ball. So every play starts with him. I knew that he was an emerging player in the league. Having gone against him twice a year, I felt like he was, one of, if not the best center in the league, and had a lot of respect for his game. And so we were able to acquire him. I'm very excited about that.
Did you have a leadership council in Jacksonville?
Toward the end we did. Yeah, it's something I've grown into. I know, you know, Coach Fox, you know, did it. I saw how it can operate. I think there's a place for it, you know, in terms of, helping guys understand, your thoughts on things and making sure. I think when we understand the why, it's a little easier to buy into the messaging and go at it full. Full force with the full heart.
How many guys do you have on the council?
Eight guys.
Mm-hmm. That's been already picked already?
That's elected by the team, yeah.
That's been done already?
Yeah.
The players?
Players, yeah. Players elected.